As we continue to celebrate Pentecost and press towards Advent and Christmas, Psalm 1 is a fitting reminder of what it means to live a life of faith and to be intentional about developing a relationship with God, like a tree planted by the water, growing and bearing fruit in every season.
That's the Reverend Olu Brown, and today he brings you a powerful message of faith called We Are Blessed. I'm Peter Wallace, and this is Day One.
Welcome to Day One, the weekly program that brings you outstanding preachers from America's historic Protestant churches, sharing insight and inspiration from God's Word for your life. Now to introduce this week's preacher, here's our host, Peter Wallace.
Thank you, Sherry. We're delighted to have with us today the Reverend Olu Brown, lead pastor of Impact Church, a fast-growing United Methodist congregation in the East Point community of metropolitan Atlanta, Georgia. A native of Lufkin, Texas, Olu graduated from Jarvis Christian College in Hawkins, Texas, and earned his Master of Divinity from Gammon Theological Seminary of the Interdenominational Theological Center in Atlanta. A very active consultant and speaker, Olu is the author of several books, including Leadership Directions from Moses on the Way to a Promised Land, 4D Impact, Smash Barriers Like a Smart Church, and his latest, A New Kind of Venture Leader. Olu, welcome to Day One.
Thank you, Peter. Glad to be here.
A lot has changed in the church, in the world, and in your ministry since you were last with us in January of 2020. First of all, Impact Church. Since you founded it in 2007, your church has grown exponentially as a result of your vision and leadership, among other sources, I'm sure. But you were ahead of the curve with an online congregation well before the pandemic forced all churches to worship online. But bring us up to speed with what's happening now at Impact Church.
So like many churches, we're trying to figure it out. And one of the big decisions we had to make was when to return in person. So on Father's Day, we made the decision and returned to in-person worship, but we still keep our virtual online worship. Mm-hmm. And I believe the wave of the future is going to have emphasis in the virtual space and also the in-person space for worship and gathering in general.
So how did you decide to be ahead of the curve and be a church online as well as in person, even before we had to?
So in our earlier days, we emphasized virtual worship, first audio and then video. And we had always invested in that form and platform of technology. But when the pandemic hit and we had to go to 100% virtual, that was the first time we had discontinued in-person worship. And so we were very grateful that over the years we had made those technology investments and building a culture that was accepting of virtual worship. So the shift for us was not as big as it was for some other churches and other faith communities.
And how have you been ministering to the community during the COVID pandemic?
One of the big ways we've been ministering to the community is around awareness of the reality of COVID-19, so offering COVID-19 tests and also vaccinations. Mm. And now that we are returning to school in some parts of the country, we offered PPE resources for educators and for students. So in addition to the traditional items that are in a backpack, we also put PPE in their backpacks.
The mission of Impact Church is that it is an inclusive gathering of people committed to holistic salvation and doing Christ's work in the world. I wonder if you could unpack that a bit for us. How would you define holistic salvation?
Yes, for us, holistic salvation is a concept from a clergy colleague that brings a broader perspective to what it means to practice an understanding of salvation beyond the spiritual only. Mm. So for us, it is physical, it is emotional, it is the business life, it is the entrepreneurial life, it is the health advocacy life, it is mental health, all of these different aspects. So we bring the whole self into our experience in the life of the local church and beyond. Mm. So essentially, holistic salvation is bringing the entire self, the entire community, and ministering to the whole person.
So you made a major announcement this past May that you will be serving as lead pastor of Impact Church through next June, but then you are launching a new consulting service for churches, nonprofits, and businesses. This has been on your heart for a long time, but why now?
Well, when I looked at my journey and coming from the local church and having a great experience there, I've really been doing this work the entire time, coaching and consulting, and really helping leaders and organizations maximize and optimize their skills, their people, and their potential to execute their vision. Mm-hmm. And I believe that the training I had experienced over the years really positioned me to go into this next phase of my own leadership, and that is directly consulting and coaching leaders, churches, organizations, and folks in the general marketplace. Mm-hmm. And I'm extremely excited about it. I've had a wonderful experience in the local church and looking forward to this next phase of my own personal journey and leadership career.
And in making your announcement, you told your congregation about your overall faith journey and said that local churches over the years saved your life.
Yes.
How did that happen?
Well, I was blessed to be a part of a new church plant as a teenager that helped me understand and accept my call. And not only that local church, but I've had a very ecumenical background from the Presbyterian tradition, the Disciples of Christ tradition, the Baptist tradition, Methodist tradition, and even going to a religious-affiliated undergrad. And everyone I was blessed to serve with, or that individual serve as a mentor or a guide in my life, has been an angel in disguise that has blessed me and instructed me along the way. So the local church and local church leaders really have been instrumental in whatever people would say has been a successful ministry for me over the years.
Well, Olu, your sermon today is based on Psalm 1 from the Old Testament songbook. Would you read it for us?
Psalm 1. Blessed is the one who does not walk in the step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction.
Olu, I'm curious, what drew you to this scripture to preach on it today?
Well, as we reflect on the Psalms and all 150, there are a lot that are very memorable. Mm-hmm. And Psalm 1 paints an image of what it means to be in a constant growth and development phase or journey, to always be evolving. And after we have experienced a pandemic, I believe we can all say we've all grown. And this is the image of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. Where we are today isn't where we're going to be tomorrow, but that if we would remain open to God's growth and development in our lives, we'll always prosper, even in difficult seasons like this.
Well, Olu, we look forward to hearing your sermon. We are blessed, and I know we will be. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Thank you.
This is Peter Wallace. These are difficult times for each one of us. It's not easy to bear witness to God's love amid the confusion, fear, and division surrounding us. But there is hope for our hurting, divided world, and Day One continues to proclaim it. But after 76 years of effective ministry, Day One faces an urgent challenge. We work hard to be the best stewards possible of God's provision through our loyal listeners. But we've reached the point where we must ask you to prayerfully consider making a generous tax-deductible gift. Our future ministry may depend on it. please mail your contribution to Day 1, 2715 Peachtree Road, Atlanta, Georgia 30305, or call us at 404-815-9110, or donate securely online at dayone.org. Please help Day 1 continue to share God's hope and love through powerful preaching. It's needed more than ever. Thank you, and God bless you.
The reading and singing of psalms have long been traditions in the Christian church and in the Judeo-Christian faith, supplying parishioners with liturgies, hymns, psalters, and sermons for their spiritual development and personal relationship with God. It is normal to have one or two favorite psalms out of the 150 in the Protestant Bible. Perhaps the most recognized and memorized is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. There are other very memorable psalms that parishioners hold near and dear to their hearts and can recite from memory. Some love a particular psalm or verse so much that they have had it tattooed on their bodies, saved on the screens of their smartphones, or written in a place that is a constant reminder of the importance of the words and phrases. As a boy growing up in church, I remember the deacons reciting Psalm 121 during their devotional time right before the beginning of worship. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. As a kid, I had no idea that the words they recited and sang out loud were part of a book in the Bible that one day would mean the world to me, and that book is the book of Psalms. As we continue to celebrate Pentecost and press towards Advent and Christmas, Psalm 1 is a fitting reminder of what it means to live a life of faith and to be intentional about developing a relationship with God, like a tree planted by the water, growing and bearing fruit in every season. The imagery in Psalm 1 is striking, and the words used to paint the picture are extremely vivid. Consider interacting with these words apart from reading them in a text. Imagine the words elevated in a word cloud: wicked, sinners, company, mockers, delight, meditate, tree, planted, streams, water, fruit, season, leaf, wither, prosper. Psalm 1 is a song that contrasts the characteristics of the blessed one and the wicked one to help the reader know there is a choice and a path to life. God's desire is that we would always choose good and not evil, peace and not war, righteousness and not unrighteousness, hope and not fear. One commentary highlighted, the choice presented by Psalm 1 is always contemporary. We may choose to be self-instructed and self-directed, or we may choose to open ourselves to God's teaching and to God's direction. The first image, a tree planted. Verse 3 is clear in what it means to be the blessed one or a blessed person. That person is like a tree planted. When reading Psalm 1, it isn't hard to imagine a huge oak tree with broad branches and limbs, green leaves, and a trunk firmly planted and rooted in the rich, dark soil. When I was growing up as a child in the piney woods of East Texas, I was always fascinated by trees, in part because of their varying shapes and sizes. I saw trees that grew straight and others that grew with a curve, and trees externally that had varying colors of bark, limbs, and leaves. I also noticed that it was almost impossible to uproot a tree, even by the force of strong storms and rain. Even in the midst of storms, wind, and rain, the trees were still standing. If the limbs and leaves and the trunks were damaged, the root system was still intact and unmoved. The image of a strong tree still standing after a storm is an image of a modern-day disciple who withstands the storms of time and remains rooted and grounded in the soul of faith. As the world battled in the midst of a pandemic storm, it hasn't been easy to be like a tree that has been planted. And if we're honest, many of us feel uprooted from time to time and are not quite sure what today or tomorrow will bring or how we will make it through to the other side. I've heard so many personal testimonies over the past couple of years from individuals, families, and organizations that have been in the storms of life. And although difficult, they have stood through the storms, battering winds, and the rain. Today, you are blessed because you are still standing like a tree planted by the water. The second image, to be nurtured. What about those streams of water? The psalmist says that we are to be like a tree planted by streams of water. For trees and plant life to live and thrive, water is essential. Without water, they wither and die. The psalmist encouraged believers to delight and meditate on the law of God. In contemporary language, we would say delight and meditate on God's word, which is the Bible. There is something extremely empowering and nurturing about reading and meditating on God's word. When we think about reading and meditating on God's word, it involves two practices. The first is a devotional life with God and spending quality time reading God's word daily or on a regular basis. So often, there are obstacles that attempt to take our quality time with God away. Those obstacles seem justifiable, such as work and family, recreation, school. The list goes on and on. As believers, it is important that we make time for God so that we can be like the tree being nurtured by streams of water. The second practice is meditating on God's word, which means after we read the Bible, to take the words with us in our mind and spirit and to daily think or meditate on God's word. Even when trees aren't planted next to streams with an abundance of water, they can still survive. Whenever it rains, the root system absorbs the water from the soil. And through God's infinite wisdom, God created trees and plant life with an ability to store water and use the stored water to ensure long life, even in seasons of drought. When we meditate on God's word, we are absorbing directions for our lives. And like trees that have an ability to store water and use it over time, that which we have absorbed from God's word in our minds and spirits is used daily to sustain and restore us. We are restored and nurtured by the words in the psalm, delight, tree, planted, streams, water, fruit, season, leaf, prosper. Are you making time for your devotional life and meditation life with God? But then that third image, developing. Verse 3 ends with a powerful phrase, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Perhaps today, these words sound distant and unattainable because we are constantly being battered by the winds and the storms of life, and we aren't always sure if we are going to make it. As a pastor, I get an opportunity to celebrate with people during the highest moments of their lives, and I get the opportunity to talk with them during the lowest moments of their lives. Life at best is cyclical, and there are times when we are on top of the world, and there are times when it feels like the world is on top of us. Those moments are never amazing or fun. What sense do we make of the psalmist saying, whatever they do prospers? Surely the psalmist could not be talking about me or my life. I have friends and colleagues who are prosperous and always get the new career, new car, new home, or new opportunity. But I am always one step behind. How can I be prosperous in all seasons, even in the fall and winter seasons? These are questions we ask and wrestle with from time to time. While the answers never seem to come quickly, when the answer finally arrives, it never quite satisfies our longing for joy, peace, and happiness. Before you discard the wisdom and direction of the psalmist, let's pause and examine what the psalmist is really saying. First, the psalmist is reminding us that we are blessed when we walk in God's way and that God has planted us by streams of water to nurture and develop us. Even when we are planted in drier places, our roots and leaves remain nourished. In other words, our lives, although difficult at times, aren't broken. We are not mistakes. We are loved by Almighty God. God blesses and loves us unconditionally. This unconditional love is the story of Jesus, who came to earth in human form and gave his life on the cross so that we may have life. John's gospel calls this abundant life. Second, like evergreens, we will flourish in all seasons, even when our leaves and stems don't seem to be blooming or producing the beautiful colors of spring. I have learned that trees go through cycles in each season. Though we would love for every season to be spring and colorful, there are fall and winter seasons when trees and plants are dormant and dull. Even in these seasons, the trees and plants are flourishing. They are being replenished from the inside out, preparing to bloom the bright colors of spring and summer. The same is true for you. When you embrace with faith that even in the fall and winter, God is up to something, that prospering isn't only external but is internal, and embrace all of the ways God gives peace of mind, joy, and soul, and heals our bodies, then, friends, we will prosper in all seasons. Finally, Psalm 1 is not a static verse or hymn, but like streams of water illustrated in the powerful imagery, it is evolving, flowing, and moving. It is regenerating. Healthy and vital trees don't exist the same way for all time, but they are dynamic and grow and develop over time. I love seeing trees planted in the early stages and years later see their growth and development. The word regeneration is a word for you today as you are living the wisdom of Psalm 1 and hold on to the promises of regeneration that God gives in Psalm 1 and know that God is renewing and refreshing you right now. The power of Psalm 1 is that God is not finished with us and that we are constantly growing and developing. I pray that you dare to allow God to plant you, receive and meditate on God's word that nurtures you, and trust that you are growing in every season, especially the fall and winter seasons when it seems as if everything is dead or dying. Claim your season and know that God is for you. We are blessed. Amen.
You've been listening to the Reverend Olu Brown, author, consultant, speaker, and lead pastor of Impact Church, a United Methodist congregation in East Point, Georgia. For a free transcript of his message today, We Are Blessed, call us at 404-815-9110. That's 404-815-9110. Or write to us at Day 1, 2715 Peachtree Road, Atlanta, Georgia 30305. And please keep in mind that Day 1 depends on the financial contributions of our faithful listeners. I'm Peter Wallace. Next week on Day 1, Olu Brown returns with another powerful message entitled The Good Old Days. I hope you'll join us next week on Day 1. Now, our day one preacher, Olu Brown, offers some final reflections on his sermon today. We are blessed. And Olu, thank you for your beautiful and challenging meditation on Psalm 1, which you said is a fitting reminder of what it means to live a life of faith, to be intentional about developing a relationship with God, like a tree planted by the water, growing and bearing fruit in every season. Would you say more about what that bearing fruit might look like in our everyday lives?
Yes, when we think about the seasons that we experience in our climate and environment, there are the fall and winter seasons when externally it doesn't look like much is happening. But yet on the inside, there is regeneration, new growth and development, although externally it appears to be dormant. And the same is true as trees planted by streams of water. There will be times and seasons when we feel and believe we're dormant and that nothing is happening, no bright colors, no sunshine. But even in those moments, we can trust that God is speaking to us. God is helping us to meditate on God's word that is growing and developing us in ways that when the spring and summer come, we'll be stronger, we'll be wiser, and we'll be a lot better than we are right now. So the real word is trust God even in the fall and the winter seasons of our lives.
Psalm 1 is, you said, an instruction manual for living a righteous life in right relationship with God and humanity. And the three main images you gave us from the psalm are, first, that we are planted in our faith and belief that Jesus died for us. Second, we are nurtured in God's word and grace through Bible reading and meditation. And third, we are developing into deeper and more committed disciples each day. And as you pointed out, in the storms of life, which we all have experienced lately, it's not easy to experience the whatever they do prospers part. And maybe the key is that developing as disciples is an ongoing process, not a done deal. How would you encourage us in the goal to keep developing?
It is knowing that God is not through with us. The human experience means that until we take our last breath, we're developing and we're growing. Sometimes we become impatient with God, with life, and ourselves. But to know that even in the slower moments or the dormant moments of our lives or seasons, that growth is taking place. And really, it's simple. Give yourself credit. A lot of times we don't give ourselves credit for growth, or we don't pay attention to the development that's happening in our lives. And so a simple example is around joy and peace and happiness, which are all forms of prosperity, not this external form of prosperity that we would always see from our culture, in particular, culture that celebrates external more than internal growth. So give yourself credit and trust that each and every day God is fulfilling you with peace, joy, love, and happiness. Embrace it and live your best life right now.
Olu, what's one thing from your sermon today that you hope our listeners will carry with them in the days ahead?
That these streams of water are nurturing us, and the streams of water that God has placed in our lives, it is something that is tangible and it is real and it is refreshing. And for me, that's the power of the Holy Spirit. It is that ever-flowing source that is in me, within me, and around me, that is always nurturing, regenerating, rejuvenating, all of the words that you want to use in your life. And thanks be to God for the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Olu Brown, thank you for being with us, and we look forward to having you back next week.
Thank you, Peter.
Day One is the voice of America's mainline Protestant churches. Visit us online at dayone.org. Our program is recorded and edited by Donald Jones and produced by Peter Wallace. Thank you for joining us. I'm Sherry Miller, wishing you all God's blessings on day one and forever.